Welcome to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, where you'll find unique insights on what's happening in the ever-changing world of local marketing from two of the industry's brightest analysts and forecasters, Corey Elliott and Gordon Burrell. Today's podcast is sponsored by iPublish Media Solutions, the leader in self-service advertising, and by Vevo, bringing local spot buying to music television. And now, here are your hosts, Gordon and Corey.
Hello, everybody out there in podcast land. Welcome to a special fireside chat episode of the Local Marketing Trends Podcast. I'm your host, Corey Elliott, and along with me is my lovely co-host, Mr. Gordon Burrell. Gordon, can you put another log on the fire?
Yeah, let's do that. I've got my pink slippers on, and I've gathered the team around the fire. We've got all of our folks for this podcast. We're going to have a little fireside chat and review of how the year went. Listen to that fire. I feel so warm and cozy inside. Don't you, Corey?
Oh, I do. I've got my spiked eggnog going, so I'm happy.
We're
going
to look at the year and review, and it was a fantastic and a weird, incredible, and horrible year all at once. Wasn't it, Corey? It was just, we did a whole lot of things, and we're going to channel some of what the advertisers in our survey that we did in the fall told us, and they really let loose. How many comments do we have, Corey? Like 1,000 or more?
Oh, comments? Yeah, well over 1,000. Absolutely.
So we're going to channel some of those, and to bring it home, we're going to bring the team on board and ask, in a word, how was 2020? We've got Jim Brown, Taryn Tatarinowicz, Sherry, and Donna Meyer, and of course you and me, Corey. We get to do a word too, but let's start with Jim. Jim Brown, welcome.
Happy to be here. So,
in a word, 2020. What was?
I'm not going to say interesting. I'm going to say it's mind-bending. You know, so many things to wrap your mind around. The impact of businesses, the impact of customers, our friends, our family. To me, just such a real exercise in patience and understanding. So, crazy year.
And Taryn, our sales trainer, sales rep extraordinaire. In a word, how was 2020 for you?
Well, I'm actually going to use one word, Jim. Perseverance. patience actually came to mind, but perseverance, because I think, you know, we've all had to adapt and shift in a number of ways, whether it be businesses or customers, ourselves, and, you know, we've had to persevere through it.
That was cool. Excellent. Sherry Donemeyer, you've been with us like forever, and it's always great to have you on the team. What about you?
Okay. I have four words. Could have been better. That's what I've got to say.
One word.
My daughter did get married. That was the highlight. Yeah.
Could have been better. Good. Okay. Well, that was kind of good. But, you know, it started out kind of interesting for me, and then it just got kind of weird. So, Corey, what about you? What was your
Well, this proves that we don't really rehearse these things, because Jim kind of took mine. I had the word bending, because I think it was mind bending, it was number bending, it was trend bending. Everything about 2020 bent local marketing. And hell, last year, do you know, Gordon, at this time last year, we were forecasting local ad expenditures to be up about 1.3%, with online being up about 4.8%. Now, we know 2020 is coming in about 13% down in local advertising, and digital actually down about 6%. So things got bent.
Yeah, I would say they got bent. I would also say it was probably a bit of, if I had a word to assign to it, it would be aligning. It was a year when we all just kind of got realigned. You know, we aligned ourselves to, I guess, what was important, maybe our families and maybe, you know, just the tasks that we could actually accomplish that were in front of us. And I think it held us in place for a long period of time. But, you know, we started out the year with a conference, and Sherry, you were really, really central to that. And it was, even though it was kind of harrowing because it was occurring just as we started to learn what COVID meant, we held this conference. It was basically sold out. There was standing room only, and we're doing it in Miami. I mean, you know, what's your perception of that conference, or recollection of it?
Yeah, the conference was amazing, extremely thought-provoking as usual. People were telling me that right and left. And I had sponsors telling me, sign them up right now for March 2021. Hurry up, sign me up. But oh well.
Yeah, I felt for those sponsors, because they, you know, they've told us in this year, in 2020 that conferences, while they might, you know, bitch and moan about them and the cost of sponsoring them and things like that, they realize, wow, this was the only opportunity they really had to get in front of people. So, you know, it was just then, Corey, what, the pandemic hit and all hell broke loose.
Yeah, the pandemic kind of changed everything in 2020. We it affected us too, because we halted our annual survey, which we usually kick off in April. We put it on hold, and we fundamentally changed the survey too. We rolled it out in October, and we concentrated a lot on what local advertisers did in 2019, what they're doing in 2020, and what they think they'll do in 2021 to try and track those changes in mindset. And this allowed some of the effects of the pandemic to come out in their POVs, their points of view. Because back in April, man, we were all confused and scared.
Yeah, it was really interesting, because we were really doing an awful lot of things at the beginning of the year. As you said, we had forecast advertising to increase, you know, kind of a paltry 1%. We got dressed up in Hawaiian shirts to promote the conference. And you and I, Corey, should we talk about the photo that we did not use to promote the conference?
You mean the one where you took your shirt off?
No, that your one? Pants, your pants.
You well, my pants, your shirt. Yeah, sure. Right.
Yeah, okay. And Jim wouldn't let us do it. But in any event, Jim, right after the conference, because it was just such a horrible, horrible time, we had to pivot, and we really did.
Yeah, you know, we pivoted around that crisis marketing concept because, frankly, I think both a lot of our clients and their clients were feeling a bit lost. What do we do? You know, all the data, all the information we had out there suddenly felt a little bit out of sync with what was happening. So I think we did about 65 of these webinars. We had over 20,000 advertisers who, you know, sat in, listened to them. And to me, it was really gratifying because we kind of got to hear firsthand on the front lines what the businesses were going through, what they were thinking about, what they were looking for. And then we helped, I think, a lot of media companies kind of pivot themselves to help those customers with their messaging and how they had to adapt their business to serve customers in a unique way. So I thought that was pretty fascinating. You know, Taryn, you had a lot of frontline feedback from some of the media companies that we worked with themselves. Anything come to mind from that?
Yeah, I mean, you kind of covered some of it, but specifically from one of the radio groups, I recall, they just found it extremely helpful. You know, a lot of the clients were overwhelmed. Businesses were faced with very tough decisions for their businesses. So the response was to pull back, you know, but the webinar was really able to help guide the conversation and how they, you know, should proceed with marketing their business. You know, another group said it was really impactful for their media company because it helped drive significant leads for them, but it also brought in a lot of informative information and also was tactical for the media company. So it was able to, you know, really allow them to converse with clients and bring together some, you know, marketing resources for their customers.
Yeah, for me, almost. Feedback. Yeah, it made me wonder in some ways why we hadn't done some of that before, because it's such right. a great way to communicate with customers. You bet. Mm-hmm.
That, and I like being the third party, you know, between a media company and being and a local advertiser, that third voice in the room that can kind of, you know, bridge the gap between those two. I think that's mm-hmm. important. Mm-hmm. But guys, this is great stuff. And I think my eggnog is kicking in now. So, no, seriously, this is great. But let's take a moment and let's hear from our sponsors. And when we get back, let's dig a little bit into the local advertiser survey and hear the voice of the customer.
Want audience reach that can rival local TV but maintain the targeting and addressability of a premium digital partner? Vevo is the world's largest all-premium music video provider, starring the world's biggest celebrities. Vevo provides advertisers access to 149 million Americans a month, with 61 million of those viewers exclusively on connected TV screens, all in a brand-safe environment. Contact us at Vevo and bring local spot buying to music television, whether it's at DMA, state, or zip code level targeting. Just visit Vevo.com. That's V-E-V-O.com.
iPublish Media Solutions is the leader in self-service advertising, offering solutions for obituaries, real estate, legal notices, and other advertising categories. iPublish works with hundreds of media companies, helping them to acquire new advertisers and generating millions in ad revenue every year. From real estate agents to SMBs to private party advertisers, iPublish can help you sell highly profitable campaigns to large, mid-size, and even the smallest advertisers. Visit iPublishMedia.com for details.
Hello, welcome back, everyone. We have the Burrell family gathered around the roaring fireplace. You can hear it in the background. Listen. And we're discussing the year that was and wasn't and the effects it had on local marketing. I mentioned that we had to pause our annual survey that we did in April, moved it to October. We didn't know what was going to happen back in April, and neither did local businesses, neither did a lot of local media companies. When we started rolling out the local advertiser survey, I was a little concerned that we weren't going to have anybody answering this thing. Jim, what about you? Were you a little concerned that we weren't going to have anybody answering the survey?
Yeah, in some ways I was. But on the other hand, I know that a lot of businesses were feeling a bit lost and looking for information. So if you remember at the first part of that survey, we say, if you're interested in getting the results, you know, fill out this survey and you'll get to hear from everyone else. And I think they're keenly interested in knowing what their competitors and other local businesses are doing. So kind of not too surprised that a lot of them did fill it out. There's some great insights that came from it.
Yeah, speaking of the insights, we had a couple of open-ended questions in there, and I love going through this. This is great reading material to get inside the head of a local advertiser and understand what they're saying and what they're thinking. And we'd like to share some of those with everybody out there in podcast land. So you kind of know at the end of 2020, where is everybody's head at? And I'm gonna start with Jim. Jim, do you have any? Did you find any quotes that you particularly liked?
Oh gosh, there were a lot, but I'll point out just a couple because they were indicative of so many other quotes that we read. So here's one: better training for their sellers on digital offerings. I usually know more than the sellers do. Yeah. This was a quote when asked the question, hey, what advice would you give to local media companies? And there were just so many folks who are indicating that, you know, when somebody's selling to me, they really need to know what they're talking about. And I think we're starting to see a much more educated buyer. So that I thought that quote really stood out as one that was similar to so many other responses there. You know, so I think from, you know, the open-ended questions, there was also a lot about communication. You know, I think all of us are experiencing this weird world where we're not seeing our customers face to face. And so it's kind of not surprising. One of the quotes was, you know, I want good lines of communication. Even if certain clients aren't spending right now, it's good to keep us in mind and keep talking to us because we might come back on the air, for example. So I think that was just indicative of so many customers thinking, you know, you need to reach out to me, you need to stay in touch with me, you need to communicate to me. You know, and what they communicate is really important, right, Taryn? I think there was a lot of interest in what's getting measured, right?
That's right. Yeah. One of the quotes that we received, and I love this one because coming from, you know, kind of the digital side of things, communicating the performance of a campaign is so important. So this one says, reporting is key. Make sure those campaigns align with KPIs on a daily basis. Media reps are accustomed to kind of a set it and forget it mentality, you know, whereas clients with significant digital campaigns, they're expecting daily work and communication. Going back to what you said, Jim, customers also said they have their own dashboards now with updated live information on media results as well as creative performance. So again, that communication is key, but making sure that the sales rep is communicating what's going on the back end of the campaign, you know, to really build that trust and show that partnership that you're working with them to drive the performance of the campaign. Another comment that came through on the measurement and success of a campaign. One local SMB said, measurement is key and on-time reporting. Also provide us insights and what worked, what didn't work. If the results are great, I may run more ads, but media companies often miss the opportunity if the buying season passes and if the reporting for it comes in months later. So I think that's just something to keep in mind, that you've got to be timely with the reporting. And speaking of reports and analytics, Sherry, I know you've got a couple of comments too that kind of ties into some of those back-end analytic things.
Yeah, well, this is one of my favorites. Here's the quote. When they use acronyms like SEO and SEM, don't assume we know what those mean. Please be patient and take the time to explain what the letters stand for and what they do. I didn't even know I was using SEM until I took this survey. You know, I mean, I can't tell you, I used to, you know, manage radio and then I was managing television groups. And, you know, I always said, just talk their language, not ours. And so you really have to, you can't assume that they know anything to start. Just be very upfront with what's going on. Also, here was another good one, I thought. Always think outside the box, be creative, and remember that the client will expect a lot. So keep them included in the work you're doing on the back end to keep their account live and successful. So I thought those were two great quotes that I saw. And Gordon?
Yeah, those are great quotes. Yeah, I have problems with the acronyms as well. I'm still stuck on that one. I think Jim did, or Taryn, maybe with KPI. I still don't know what the hell that means. Here's one, and I'm going to channel the advertiser with this one. I'm going to be the advertiser. Are you ready?
Okay.
Excuse me if I spit in the microphone.
All right.
Whenever I speak with media companies, there seems to be difficulties and hoops to jump through to get to a proposed plan. Damn it. I added the damn it. Yeah. I would like a clear, concise, and simple to understand idea where the benefits and costs are clearly laid out. Simplicity. It is really about simplicity. I've talked about this. You guys are going to roll your eyes. I know this at the company. It's always about reducing the friction, especially in this very, very complex world. We have to constantly reduce the friction, keep it simple. I think that's one of the key messages for advertisers that advertisers have for media companies these days. Corey, what about you? Do you hear anything in there?
Yeah, one of the big stories I think that came out in local marketing in 2020, kind of summed up by this guy who was, or guy or girl, was talking about what worked for him in 2020. And they said, content management. We put out a lot of content, so which makes us found. The more that we can just drop custom campaigns to drop on multiple platforms, then our lives become easier. This year became about content management because local advertisers really understood they had to get their story out. It was in a unique set of circumstances, and they had to tell people what was going on with their business, especially their loyal customers. So content and content creation, content marketing, all became very important this year. Another quote that I thought was indicative of a lot of things, when we asked about what can a local media company do for you, somebody said, I would like to see some more community events that present an opportunity for sponsoring or co-sponsoring to show community involvement. Now, that was a little tricky here in 2020, and I hope in 2021 that we'll get back to more of that normalcy. But, you know, when are we going to return to events? Gordon,
yo,
I want to ask you, how about radio? How have they pivoted on events during the pandemic?
You know, that is really remarkable because they generate a lot of money from events. You know, simple things from, okay, we're going to haul the remote down to the television or the car dealership and put up some helium balloons and broadcast from there, and people mm-hmm. will come to the lot, right? To full blown events, boat shows, car shows, and things like that. Don't think it happened in 2020. 81%, I'm looking at the survey, we're doing radio managers right now for the radio advertising, but 81% of radio stations turned to virtual events and did them for their clients. It's yeah. like, wow, that is fantastic. That's just really, really cool.
Yeah. And like I said, 2021, you know, is it going to be a new normal? Is it going to be a normal? We don't know. But, you know, as we wrap up this fireside chat, let's talk about 2021. And in the end, how I want to know how everybody around here is feeling about 2021. And I'll start. I'm feeling hopeful. I'm feeling like for a lot of things, without getting into political discussions, a lot of things are about to change. We're going into 2021, and there's going to be change, and there's going to be help. And I think we can all get through this. And maybe it is a new normal, but I'm really looking forward to it. And I'll throw it over to Taryn. What about you in 2021?
I would agree with that, Corey. I think, you know, I'm feeling very optimistic about the direction that we're going, you know, whether it be individually as a company, where media companies are going as I talk with them. I'm optimistic. Maybe that's just my own personality, but I think we have a lot to be grateful for. And kind of going back to what I said earlier, just continue persevering through and everything's going to continue to keep moving forward.
Yeah, I hope so. Jim, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm optimistic, but I'm also a bit concerned. I think everyone has it in their mind that suddenly it's magic. You flip the calendar to 2021 and it's a new year and everything's different. I'm not so sure that's going to be the case. I think this is going to take a long time to work through. You know, it's changing the economy and the dynamics of everybody's work from home situation. So I'm concerned going into the year, but, you know, I'm tempering that with some optimism because I'm seeing some real positive signs out there. Customers I speak to have got really interesting plans ahead and have already pivoted and now are able to execute on that. So, you know, I'd say I have some optimism about that as well.
Cautious optimism. I like it. Sherry, what about you?
I just can't wait to go into a restaurant again and sit down and eat a meal. That's all I have to say.
All right.
Or a bar. Enough. A bar would be good too.
Either one. Gordon, what about you, my man?
Yeah, a bar. You can't sit at the bar and drink a martini. That sucks. So I guess I'm feeling very reflective going into 2021. I think that will end, you know, as the year ends, because it'll time to get moving again. But, you know, it's been a hell of a year. We pivoted, we did a lot of things, and, you know, I am just so grateful for all of our clients. And we got a lot of new clients, people who said, please help us. And it's very humbling to have companies, you know, turn to you in crisis. You know, gosh, you know, how do you be responsible about what you tell them? And that was, you know, to me, that was like, wow, you know, these people really do look to us, and I'm proud of that. And the onus is on us guys, our team, you know, to provide great insights going into 2021. I guess I'm also maybe most grateful for the smart people in this company, and that those are you guys. You guys are absolutely wonderful to work with. You're fun. You're interesting. You're challenging. You don't accept, you know, everything we all want to do. Someone in the group is always raising their hand and saying, well, maybe we should do that differently. And that's just such a great, wonderful thing. So thanks, guys. I love you. You're wonderful.
Wait a minute. That's not
with.
True.
Okay. The last part. I like you a lot. Well, all but one of you. Okay. Just kidding. So, Corey, I think maybe Sherry should lead us in song. Maybe we should end that way.
Okay, good.
You got an idea,
yeah,
Sherry?
Well, yeah. I've got a Hanukkah song we could sing.
We'll do the Hanukkah song.
Kwanzaa song. Does anyone know any Kwanzaa?
No. Not do the Hanukkah one. The Hanukkah, you know the words.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
No. Everybody knows
one?
The dreidel song.
What's the dreidel song, Corey?
Yeah, what's that song?
No. Yeah.
Oh, dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay.
And then I threw it in a big pile.
Okay, that's great. Wow, that was really, really good. That was really good. Thanks, guys. Wow, that brought a tear to my eye, and not for the reasons you think. Anyway, I do wish everybody happy holidays, and all of my team, the team here at Burrell. You guys are great. Everybody listening out there, great. We're heading into 2021. It's going to be a heck of a year. We've set the bar so low in 2020, haven't we? I'm looking forward to 2021. We're looking forward to working with you guys. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Kwanzaa. Happy everything, whatever it may be. And
dreidel,
happy new year.
Dreidel, dreidel.
Okay, that's enough.
Bye, everybody. Happy new year.
Bye-bye.
Happy new year.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Local Marketing Trends Podcast, sponsored by iPublish Media and Vivo. If you have submissions you'd like Corey and Gordon to discuss, or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, email the hosts at podcasts@burrellassociates.com and let them know. Thanks for listening. And remember, market well.